Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mayberry's View. I'm sitting out here on the porch late at night with the crickets you can probably hear in the background. Today is September 20th, 2022. Up in the night sky, I can see Jupiter. No moon tonight, a few clouds, enough clouds that there's not very many of the smaller stars can be seen. It was a quiet night in Mayberry. I went for a walk tonight, and there was it's a Monday night, and there was a junior high football game going on. The kids out there having their first big game with the pads and the announcers and the fans and the bleachers and a team from another small town came by bus and brought their pep rally buddies with them to cheer for them. Just another small town thing, I guess, but they all seem to be enjoying it. I watched for a couple plays. Actually, for young kids, young men, I didn't see any girl players, but there might have been. But for the young men I saw playing, they actually made a couple passes that I was surprised that they could catch. But they did a pretty good job. Pretty good job. The kind of passes that they'll talk about at their 35th high school reunion. Hey, you remember that time we were playing so-and-so and I caught that one pass? And you know the drill. What else did I see tonight? Not too much for a Monday. I was walking around. In the bigger world, there's always things spinning around. People are all fighting. I tell you, one of the things that kind of reassures me when I go out for my walks in my small town of Mayberry, or I sit here listening to the crickets, a lot of things on the news, and especially if you're wired into social media and Twitter and Facebook, and you can get to thinking that the whole world is crashing down, and there's an emergency, and there's civil wars on the verge, and all that kind of thing. But I tell you, when I walk around and I just see people getting along together and everybody's eating in the same restaurant and everybody seems to be happy and smiling and friendly and kids are playing their first games of football and probably somewhere around there was somebody stealing their first kiss. Or their second. And that's all good the way it's supposed to be. I hope if you're wherever you're living, you can find yourself a little slice of a Mayberry for yourself. And if not, just come on back and listen to our podcast and you can get your little slice of Mayberry. Good night, y'all.